hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. But now, welcome to the call, the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Tony Shaver. Good morning, Coach Shaver.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Well, a fantastic finish to the season for your team. Road wins at Towson and JMU, and to extend that winning streak to 5, what impressed you with the way your team played last week?
Well, just to get 2 road wins in the league was impressive. You know, both close games. It could have gone either way. So to win on the road is important, and I think especially going to the tournament time, and to know you can get on a bus and go be successful. And the way we've defended it is really a change for us. I mean, we've got better personnel to be a better defensive ball club. But, you know, to be able to defend and stop people in the last 3 or 4 minutes of a ball game has won us games. And, you know, we're not as good offensively as we have been, but we're better defensively. And I said this on the radio the other day, if we can put them together, we could be dangerous. But so far we haven't been able to put both of them together.
With those 2 victories last week, it extended what I think is an amazing streak, 5 straight seasons now with at least 10 CAA wins. What does that streak mean to you, especially with how this team has overcome so much this season?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. I mean, it really does. It's something we're all proud of. You know, we all feel like we've got a step to make still, but to be able to consistently win in the CAA is something we are proud of. I mean, it's I think in mid-major basketball, and I hate to almost use that term because I don't know that anybody in this league considers himself that, but you can be good 1 year, 2 years, or one day, but it's hard to be good consistently, and I think our guys have done that, and we are proud of it. You know, with different guys, and we got a step to make, and we get a shot at that this week.
Got a couple of media questions in queue. If you'll get that first one for us, Leticia.
Okay, thank you. Got a question from the line of Dave Johnson from the Daily Press.
Morning, Tony.
Hey, Dave.
Question about Nathan Knight, who was always a very good player for you, beyond very good. He's taken it obviously to the elite status this year. What's changed? What's the boost behind that? What made him take that extra step, do you feel?
Well, I mean, I think it's 2 things probably. Number one, it's just his work ethic. He really wants to be good. I mean, and he's willing to work at it. He's willing to work on his weaknesses and get better at those things. So I think since the day he walked in here, he's worked hard at the game. And I mean, again, it's been 2.5 years ago, but you know, he's 50 pounds lighter than he was when he walked in the door here. So that alone shows great desire. I mean, it's hard to change your body that way at any age. So that's impressive. And I think our assistant coaches have done a remarkable job of developing him. He's gotten better. Lots of the fundamentals of the game each year, and that's really a neat thing to see. So I would really give those 2 credit for it. And it's a unique thing. I mean, you see it in this league, but I mean, I think that's what's. And Justin Wright Foreman is a great player, but you know, he was Player of the Year last year, and he certainly didn't rest on those laurels. He's better than he was a year ago. So it's a unique thing to have guys that, you know, don't sit on their laurels, rest on their past successes, and continue to get better.
And looking at him, he's such a great passer, Nathan is. His assists have kind of dropped in the last few weeks, and I suppose that's a good thing in a way that he's being a little more aggressive with the ball. Is that so?
It's a real good thing for us. I mean, and we've been begging him for a year and a half to be a more aggressive offensive player in the post, and he's really doing that now. His assists are still really high and really good, but he's more of a scoring threat, which he needs to be for our basketball team to be successful. So he's still making the right play. I think the Towson game, I think we went a half without him really looking to score the ball down there, and it hurt his club. So I think his aggressiveness is the reason, but he is still making the right play, 90% of the time.
Fair to say his defense has evolved as well. He's certainly blocking more shots in the paint.
Yeah, he's always been a shot blocker, and we've been able to keep him out of foul trouble a little bit better this year, and that allows him to play a little bit more, late in the game and block shots. But where he has improved is just one-on-one, in his position defense, not letting his guy catch it so deep, not putting himself in a hole when his man receives it. A lot of his block shots are away from his man. A lot come on his man, too. But the blocks are impressive, but where he's really improved is just his initial position and being in the right place.
And if I could just sneak one more in here, I know you got a few days left before you play, but what's Chase's status at this point?
It's very much up in the air right now. Not practicing right now, but hopefully good things will occur as the week moves on.
Thanks.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And you do have a question from John Tito from HoopsHD.com.
Good morning, Coach. I'll try not to ask four questions. The two I had, you've obviously been able to win four straight by single digits without getting bit in the butt by free throw shooting. Somehow your opponents this year are outshooting you by 10 percentage points, 76 to 66% at the line. Do you feel worried that it might bite you in the butt in the weeks ahead? And secondly, you've played a lot of great teams in the past, Louisville, Duke, Ohio State, et cetera, in terms of non-conference play. Does this Virginia team who you played in December seem like just another good team, or do they seem like something that is really special and might be able to go all the way?
Well, Virginia's really good. They're as good as I've seen, good as we played against. And I saw them play last night on TV, and then they're terrific. I mean, they've got all the pieces. But, free throws has been a problem for us for sure. It's really – I'm the same guy I was a year ago, and we led the country in free throw shooting and led the country in almost every offense or a lot of offensive stats you look at, and we're approaching things the same way, and we don't shoot the free throws very well. I think shooting is contagious. You make a lot, everybody thinks they're going to make them. You miss a couple, everybody worried when they go up there. So it has bitten our club already. We've lost several games because we, didn't finish at the line, and we made – a couple games here recently much closer than they should have been in the last 60 seconds by missing them. But, we're certainly working on them hard this week. We've got a little bit more time to shoot more, and I think our guys will be much better in Charleston this week.
Can you get our next question, Leticia?
Okay, thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Trasolini, DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Tony. Eric Carter was not in the lineup for Delaware in the game down in Williamsburg, as you know. How does the game change with him in the lineup for the Blue Hens against you guys, and the matchup between him and Nathan Knight? How do you foresee that going into this game?
Well, I mean, we were given a gift last time we played him. I mean, Carter not playing and being injured, and obviously it changes their team. Just like if Nathan was out of our line, and it changed. Eric Carr is an all-conference player. I mean, he's as good as there is inside, and just steady. You know what you're going to get out of him. Big physical player. So obviously, we don't really look at that game and a whole lot in preparation for this weekend. It's a great matchup individually. Those two guys can both play and both impact the game in a lot of ways. As quickly as I say that, I think not allowing them to be really good from the three-point line is very important as well.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for your time today and all season long, and I look forward to seeing you in Charleston in a few days.
Thank you, Rob. Take care.
All right, thank you.